Hey everyone, coming up, we're going to decide if Jurassic Park River Adventure is going to make it into our Universal Hall of Fame, which currently has nothing at all in it. Will it get into it?
Yes, it will find a way into our Hall of Fame. Yes, it will.
Such a thing of beauty.
Yes, it will. Maybe. So, live from the Bob Varley studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. This is episode 40 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Oh, stage right there for a second. Forgot how to speak. Hi, everyone. I am your host of this podcast, the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. Wow, almost said turtle in there. Don't know why that happened.
The Universal Turtle
Edition. The Universal Turtle Edition. I am your host, the one who can't speak well, the one who is redheaded
and bearded,
and ugly, Craig Williams. Yep, that's me. And joined with me, as usual, is Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Who is very far to one side of the screen if you're watching. If you're listening, he's do a little shimmying. If you're listening, that doesn't matter. Just know that I would prefer to have him further away from me. And also, joining us in the studio, as usual, is Jenny Lynn Knopp.
Hello.
All one word, Jenny Lynn Knopp.
There's no spaces. Yeah.
Nope.
No spaces this time. And then, of course, back on the controls, as usually,
Dustin. We got Dustin. Dustin here.
You see, nobody cares.
Producer, Dustin West.
I'm here.
I was going to, when you introduced me, I was going to do the Malcolm sound he does on the airplane. The helicopter is like, maha, rah.
Okay, well, let's try it one more time. We've got, joining me as always, usually, Rhino Clavin.
That's terrible. I need like a piece of gum.
That's fine. Well, we'll get you some gum and we'll try it again later. Okay. So, if you're already annoyed with us at this point, sorry.
It's understandable.
But why are we being so obnoxious? And, well, you might ask, why did we already do a bastardized version of a Jurassic Park quote? Well,
the most anticipated movie of the year is coming out tomorrow, and you've decided we're going to celebrate. Of the summer.
Okay, I don't know. Avengers was pretty... A lot of people were excited about that, but it is one of the most anticipated movies of the summer.
It looks like a highly intelligent movie. I've got to be honest with
you. So, for those of you who have been living under a rock, there's a little thing called Jurassic Park, a book by Sir Michael Crichton. He's not a
knight.
He's also not alive. But his legacy has lived on through the books of Jurassic Park and The Lost World. And then a whole bunch of other stuff out there, including Congo, another highly underappreciated movie out there.
I own that on DVD.
Who doesn't? We all should. But we're not here for Congo. I wish that Congo was universal so we could talk about that all the time. I would have rather had a Congo attraction than a King Kong attraction.
In another life.
Where like a monkey, an ape throws an eyeball at you when you're coming in?
Oh yeah, they throw the eyeball at you. They've got freaking laser beams attached
they
to
do
them.
With diamonds on giant things.
Freaking laser beams.
For those of you who haven't seen Congo out there, go and give it a watch.
That's two episodes in a row I've ruined the end of it.
Awful movie with one of Tim Curry's worst impressions.
Oh, no. My favorite part of that movie, whatever his name is, I can't remember. Stop eating my sesame cake! Sorry. But that part stuck with me for years.
Apparently.
It just became a movie podcast, everybody.
So, Congo, a Michael Crichton piece of work, and we're talking about the Jurassic Park family, though, because I still don't think we've said it. Well, you've said it once, but Jurassic World is coming out tomorrow if you are watching and listening to this on Thursday, the day that this show is released. Mm-hmm. It is the 11th, and it is coming out on the 12th.
You can actually probably see it tonight. I'm sure they're doing 8 p.m. shows.
I'm sure they are, too. I didn't even think of that. You might be going to see this immediately after listening to this podcast.
Let's get you hyped.
If anything, if you are going to see it tonight, why don't you put this on pause and then go to the movie theater, and while you're waiting for the movie to start, instead of watching, listening to conversation or talking to other people, listen to this to start getting you more and more.
Ignore those that you are in company with.
Listen, movies aren't about having a shared group experience. They're about going.
And that's not the definition of cinema at all.
No, it's about ignoring everyone you like.
Of course, that's why we have theaters that hold lots of people at the same time.
I want to throw in
the individual experience.
Before we stray too much away from what you said here, because you did mention the book, Jurassic Park, the book by Michael Crichton, is one of my favorite books. It's one of the few books I've read repeatedly in my life. I often don't read a book more than like twice, probably, but this one I've read at least like 4 or 5 times since I was like 10 years old. I couldn't understand it. And then when I finally could, I loved it. And then I think I'm going to attempt to do a speed read again before the movie comes out, because it looks like this new movie pulls a lot from that book, as I feel like The Ride did as well. But we'll get to that.
And we are getting right into that. So essentially, if I didn't even already state it, I believe I did in the opening, but we have a Diz Universal Hall of Fame. Well, nothing's a part of that Hall of Fame yet, because we've only done one episode so far.
But the institution has been established.
Oh, the building is there.
The giant empty building. Yeah. We've only had one nominee so far.
Yeah, we've had one nominee that I nominated because, well, it was something that I felt had the potential to go either way, and that was Transformers The Ride 3D over at Universal Studios Florida, and pretty much unanimously was voted down to not be in it. Which wasn't that much of a surprise, but at the same time, I thought it could go either way. This one, I think, will end up being our first entry ever into the Universal Hall of Fame.
I know.
We did promise a listener that we would get Beetlejuice as a show, so we could do that one day. We just haven't had time to actually go and put ourselves through the misery of sitting through Beetlejuice.
It's going to happen, though.
It will. No, it's going to happen. But what better time to do the Jurassic Park River Adventure Hall of Fame nomination than the day before Jurassic World comes out? I mean, it's, as Rhino said, it's one of the most anticipated movies of summer 2015, and it's sure to be a blockbuster starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard. That Ronnie's daughter.
Is there a term for this? Synergy? Like, you know, the timing of everything, it's all coming together.
Yeah, if I was wearing my t-shirt we talked about the book. If I was wearing my t-shirt right now and the ride. Yeah, we were like blowing it out of the water, synergy.
Imitations, and it's,
I always try to promote synergy whenever I can. It's just, it's one of the things I strive to do in my life. And should we actually get into the meat and potatoes of this thing?
Let's get into the goat.
Seems about
of this
time.
Thing.
Let's get into the goat before it disappears.
What's the matter? You never had lamb chops, Dustin?
Is he going to eat the goat?
Oh, yes. And I think we've already prepared everyone enough. But Dustin and Rhino are going to be going back and forth with quotes throughout this entire thing. Why not?
Well, and when you think we can't anymore, I'm just going to say that the quotes will find a way.
And if you have to start bringing in Lost World quotes, we'll just end this podcast.
We'll start running and screaming.
Wow, I can do it. He is so on a roll right now. There is no stopping this train.
I wish we had a gong in the background.
every time I did one, you were just...
His head could work as a nice substitute.
There should be like a tally on the top of the screen every time one of us. It's like,
yeah, I'm not taking the time to put that in there. But
we do not have the technology, folks. You
know, the technology exists. I'm not going to waste my time doing it. Keep track of it yourself at home and send us in the final number, whatever you think it is, and you will be the winner of absolutely nothing but some pride. Let's get to it. Jurassic Park River Adventure. Where are you going to find this?
Islands? Oh. Sorry, I thought you were asking me.
Well,
Rhino, would you like to answer that question?
Islands of Adventure.
But where at in Islands of Adventure? It's a big park. There's multiple islands.
I just don't know. The jungle?
The Jurassic Park. Okay,
I don't know what the answer
Jenny
was.
Jenny Lynn, can I get an answer from you?
Jurassic Park land? I don't know.
Just Jurassic Park. That's It's the name. Let's not throw a land on it. Not everything has to have land in it.
I thought it had a nice ring,
don't call Toon Lagoon Toon Lagoon Land.
I might, Toon Lagoon, but Toon Lagoon Land. Jurassic Park it is.
Jurassic Park.
Minus the land.
In Jurassic Park. And if you go back, and for those of you who are just joining us this episode and you're putting up with us,
God bless you.
If you have been following us for quite some time, you'll know that a while back we did a Universal Islands of Adventure 101 episode where we talked all about Islands of Adventure, everything that was located in, and we went over briefly a little bit about the history because, well, everything starts with his story and her story, including this one, and shut up. My joke's still falling flat all these years later, and I am not embarrassed to make a bad joke. I'm actually proud of it. Jurassic Park wasn't originally intended to be a part of Islands of Adventure. They started the planning for this park that opened up in 1999, all the way back in 1993. Of course, right whenever Jurassic Park came out and became a phenomenon because of, well, it's just a really well-done movie by Steven Spielberg with great acting, great use of practical effects, and
it still holds up today, 22 years later.
Yep. I was just talking to a listener about it, too, a week back or so, that Jurassic Park is one of those movies that will never fall out of relevancy because it's just, it's so well done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Jurassic Park becomes a success. They're building Islands of Adventure. It makes perfect sense to build Jurassic Park in Islands of Adventure. And of course, you have stuff in there like the Discovery Center and Pteranodon Flyers, the ride that no one except for little kids and their too tall parents to get on. and they at one time had the Triceratops experience there on the Triceratops Trail. That's why I need water at all times. So just spit in this cup. Don't spit in the cup. Don't spit in the cup.
Which has since been replaced by the Raptor Encounter, which there's a wonderful video you could check out on the Diz Unplugged YouTube channel.
Well, the Diz YouTube channel, youtube.com/WDWinfo. And, of course, you could always just go back and listen to the show we did 2 weeks ago where we talked about it briefly. Anywho, so the marquee attraction, as great as these...
we lost one.
We've got a sound effect.
Somebody else needs water. Keep spitting, Rhino.
Wrong pipe. That almost happened to me during the last show, guys.
For those of you keeping track at home, that was not a quote. That was just coughing and a statement. But for those of you keeping track now... I'm joking. The marquee attraction, of course, in Jurassic Park is none other than Jurassic Park River Adventure. An awesome, 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 amazing...
I don't think he was laughing. It sounded like he was mocking you, but I think he's just the water's still lodged in his throat.
No, he's literally dying on camera. Something that
I feel like there's a quote in here where you've got butterfingers somewhere back there because he's got the controls and he's choking. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
all right, let's move forward, please.
Ha ha ha.
Good one, Craig. I'm proud of you.
Jumping in.
Okay.
So, Jurassic Park River Adventure, you think, well, it's all a part of this Jurassic Park section. This must have been built first and foremost for this whole area. Well, it wasn't. Jurassic Park the Ride was the first iteration? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Is that a word? That word works?
Yeah. Iteration.
It's the first iteration of the Jurassic Park shoot-the-shoot type rides. These flume.
Okay.
These flumes.
I thought he was going somewhere else with that.
It's a boat ride. There are multiple Jurassic Park boat rides around the world. The first one happened in Hollywood.
Right.
Opened up in 1996.
It's like the flagship one. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to say it's the flagship. Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
I got you now.
The first one opened up in Hollywood, which we have taken part in. And, it's a really, really awesome version of the ride.
Catches me.
I don't think the final drop of Jurassic Park The Ride is bigger than the one that we have. I believe ours is a lot bigger. But there's a lot of differences for those of you who will eventually get out to Hollywood. A lot of the show scenes are different. Mm-hmm. And
they have a full T-Rex, too. Like, they're when you come to the end and they're just like, that dinosaur is standing there in front of you. It's very...
they're intimidating. Their T-Rex is a lot bigger. They have a nice effect with one of the cars dropping over the wall whenever, like,
when it works.
Jurassic Park, when it works. It didn't work whenever we were out there, which was sad. But there's just a lot of unique things. And the, oh God, you're going to all kill me, but the spitting dinosaur, the
Dilophosaurus. Mm-hmm.
Dilophosaurus.
Excuse you.
Those are in a different place.
Now, the
stupid.
The dinosaurs that are there, are they auto erotica?
Audio animatronic? No, we have real dinosaurs in our park.
That's actually a good thing to point out because sometimes imaginations don't know the difference. Yeah. These were not made from dino DNA.
Dino DNA.
But you can get a piece of amber, a little mosquito in it, at the Discovery Center. You could be like John Hammond.
But we're actually talking about the ride.
Yeah,
we're
talking about the ride. So.
Sorry. So I'm just really excited about Jurassic Park. The place. I'm talking about the area of Islands of Adventure. It's great. Back to the ride.
Yep. And there's also one that opened up in Japan. I believe it opened up before ours. And then one opened up in Singapore. And so Jurassic Park.
It's kind of like
style rides. These are worldwide.
So it's kind of like those staples like you would have at Disney parks. Like Haunted Mansion is in every Magic Kingdom or Big Thunder Mountain, something like that. This is a staple for Universal Studios parks.
Well, they spared no expense when they were building them. So.
You're amazing.
I'm regretting this immediately. Yeah.
No, I'm actually really loving it.
It's working out, I think. And if it's not, then this will go into the lost shows. We can easily skip a week.
It's in the lost world. Hey, I got to get at least one in. Come on.
Jurassic Park opens up at Universal Orlando as part of Islands of Adventure in the Jurassic Park section of the ride. What is Jurassic Park? We already talked about it. It's a boat ride, but a lot of Disney fans are so used to that log flume style boat ride or a different boat ride like Pirates of the Caribbean or Small World that you can fit more people on it.
It's kind of like a mixture. It's like if you had like the big drop of Splash Mountain, but then you had like the big boat of like Pirates of the Caribbean, but like on steroids.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mixture of those two things. And yeah.
Absolutely. It's almost like if they took a river raft ride and they just elongated it and made rows of seating instead of circular seating.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the drop of Jurassic Park River Adventure actually as steep as Splash Mountain at Disney World?
I believe it's steeper.
Really?
Yeah, let me...
I'm pretty sure it is. I can tell you by the knots I get in my stomach. And
you do get
Off my seat more in River Country.
The River Adventure?
Yeah.
River Country. What
the hell's River Country? That's extinct. That's a Disney, extinct water park.
But I definitely come off my seat, and I'm afraid of heights and like dropping. So like that, I definitely feel it a lot more in the Jurassic Park.
You do. Okay.
So I believe I found an answer on the Disboards, which is nice.
What a great resource.
www.disboards.com, part of the WDW info, the Diz family.
Just wonderful.
Can never go wrong with it. So the stats on the drop are it's 85 feet, and it happens at a 60 degree angle.
This is Jurassic
going
Park? This is Jurassic Park?
Yeah, okay. And it goes 50 miles per hour on that. And Splash Mountain...
Isn't that a 45-degree angle?
I just had it there. The drop is between 45 and 47 degrees on that, so it's much steeper.
I was going to say they didn't used to have lap belts on Splash Mountain, did they? Like
no, not originally.
Yeah, and so the fact that you need them on the river...
on River Adventure?
They do have them now on Splash Mountain, but they didn't originally.
Yeah.
On both rides, you have a lap bar that comes down.
Yeah. I was thinking because it was always on Jurassic Park that meant that was
and how
more
much
of
a difference in the drop?
The drop length.
I think Splash Mountain is 5 stories, maybe, if I'm remembering correctly.
Gosh, I didn't know.
This is one of those days like chat would be
52 and a half feet, and it only gets up to 40 miles per hour.
Oh, so you're falling a lot faster, too.
For which one? Yeah. Splash Mountain or Jurassic Park?
Of course. It's a bigger drop. You're going to go faster.
Don't you use your science on me, you witch.
The pull of gravity.
I'll burn you at the stake. I'm from Massachusetts. Yeah.
So, in terms of water rides, I don't know how accurate this information is still, because this is all the way back to 2001, believe it or not. Disboard's archives are great. But at the time, it was the second tallest and second steepest water ride in the world, tied with the Japan version of Jurassic Park River Adventure. And the only thing that was beating it was an old... same style ride over at Knott's Berry Farm, but they had at least one death on it, so they tore it down. I'm not even joking.
Not laughing at
they had had at least one person die on it, and they completely took it out. It was next to their drop ride that they have over there that you probably would have saw whenever you were out there.
Yeah.
So that doesn't exist anymore. So unless something else was built that is taller or steeper, then I guess it would be back in first place.
Huh.
Wow, I'm not going to look up any more stats on that, though, because let's get into the actual ride itself. So Jurassic Park, the movie, you know, they're obviously taking a car ride around Jurassic Park.
Like a safari type thing.
This would be a boat style version of that. So whenever you start off on the ride, and I apologize, we don't really have photos or videos of the ride itself because, well, A, if I have my phone with me while I ride this, it is so buried between layers of clothing.
I put it in my underpants.
Because I don't want it to get wet. And same with a camera. We could just use a GoPro, but...
We haven't.
When we went to Hollywood, we like shoved them up our shirts and then like we were like huddling over them.
It's insane. So that's why we don't have any other extra footage to show with this. But for the people who were just listening, it doesn't matter anyways, because it's radio.
Well, so you said you're comparing it to the Jeep ride from the film. But in the book, there is an actual river adventure that I'm not sure if that's what that was pulling from. But it was genius. I think that's genius because it's kind of like you've seen the safari type ride in the movie, and now you get to experience a different attraction because you're at Jurassic Park.
Exactly. No, that's a really good point. And of course, Islands of Adventure up until now really has always been more of even though it's taken the stylistic choices from movies, Islands of Adventure has always had that literature background to it. Mm-hmm. So it is easily quite possible that
kind of could have pulled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So River Adventure will take you through all the sections of Jurassic Park. And so you get to go through the gate and you hear the "Welcome to Jurassic Park." You do get to do that.
Who's the voice that we hear?
Are you going to sing again right now?
I'm trying to remember because I don't think the ride has the same voice of the Richard.
Attenborough?
No. In the car, remember he says, "You're now hearing the voice of blah, blah, blah. We spared no expense." That's where that quote comes from. But it's the same guy in the book too. That is actually noted as being one of those few examples of where it went from book to movie to whatever. But anyway, yeah, it's a very, I love that part when you come up to the door and it opens and you have the "Welcome to Jurassic Park" and the theme plays, and it's very, very, that first part's very peaceful, very serene.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of going past a whole different group of dinosaurs, not bad dinosaurs. To say it all, some of the ones you might see is the Ultrasaurus and the Stegosaurus.
Oh, so they're veggie. Veggiesaurus.
Yeah, they don't eat. Yeah, they don't eat meat.
Like, yeah, and you know, it's cute. There's a lot of mist building up in there, so you already start to get that whole "ooh, I might get wet" vibe type thing going, because you got dinosaurs squirting crap from its nose, probably water.
God bless you.
It might be feces as well. We just don't know what is coming from these dinosaurs.
And the show came to a screeching halt.
I am just terrified by understanding what's been sprayed on me now.
I always try to bring it to a screeching halt if I can. And then, like any good attraction, eventually everything has to go wrong. Right?
Yeah. And I love when it goes wrong in this attraction, too, because it's like the "whoops, we took a wrong turn."
Well, no, it's not the "whoops, we took a wrong turn." at least maybe I'm just blanking out on it because I haven't ridden our Orlando version in probably like 6-7 months at this point. But I believe it's because the Ultrasaurus pops out of the water and the wave from that is supposed to steer your boat off course. Or at least that might be the Hollywood version. Since we've done that more recent.
I think that's Hollywood because I think the dinosaur comes up on the other side, on the left side of the raft. And I know you turn left because where you're like you're going straight ahead. I know we turn left because I remember there's like a gate and it looks like that's the... But there's also an alarm that sounds ahead of time. So it's almost like we're being diverted because of the alarm.
Yeah.
So it could be one of those two things. It could be like something's gone wrong where we can't see and they're pulling us off the ride now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I should have went and rode it again or... Because, you know, it has been a while since I have ridden it, but it's also summer.
Yeah, I was going to say super, super long waits in the summer. So yeah. This is one of those places where if you get the express pass, it'll come in handy for sure.
And the height requirement is all the way down to 42. So actually a lot of this makes it very accessible for a lot of children to go on this ride. However, we did talk about the lap bars and not to get too off track, but it all kind of blends together of whether or not this should be in the Hall of Fame. But the lap bar kind of is like a triangle almost and comes down on you, and so if you're a little kid you're sitting all the way back, the lap bar might not even touch you if you get on with a bigger person. Like I know people hate going on with me because I'm a bigger guy, and so it starts to pull back and it hits me and pretty quickly, and I've been on there with like, you know, younger kids sitting beside me who are then freaking out, like trying to pull it more.
I would have been that little kid.
I'm sorry.
Not even just little kids. So sometimes it's little mommies too. That happens to me a lot.
Yeah. If you have one big person in the row, this could end up being a very thrilling experience for everyone else in your row.
So you should probably hold on to your butts.
There it is.
Wonderful. I want to, while we're on the idea of the lap bar, and this is in the water, this is one of the few places too where Universal does not provide a locker.
Yes, because there is a floor that you can set all of your stuff on, so you don't necessarily need that free locker that they provide everywhere else, because I mean, they do offer paid lockers if you want to make sure your stuff does not get wet, but you know, who likes paying for a locker? I would always go with the option that you have to do and do a child swap.
Yeah, and just, you know, if you're worried about your stuff getting wet, just go to one of the gift shops and get a plastic merchandise bag, wrap your stuff in there, and hang on to it. That's what I do for these kind of rides.
Also, so going back into the ride, things have now gotten pretty...
taken a turn for the worst.
They've taken a turn for the worst, and, well, the dinosaurs have kind of broken out of containment.
Yeah, what does it start with? It's the first is we see the bushes moving, right? And the raptor sound?
Yeah, you see a little bit of that. And just because we're kind of going into a raptor containment area with that portion of the ride. And that's where the Dilophosaurs are in the car and they're spitting at you. Mm-hmm. And
you be careful, it causes blindness. What's the matter? Just went deeper.
Or is that in Hollywood too?
No.
I feel
we have the Dilophosaurus here too.
We have dinosaurs.
I think they're in the car in Hollywood. I don't. They're not in the car.
Yeah, here. They're not in the car.
Just by the car.
We have compies.
Yeah, and I know the compies are pulling on the shirt. I should note too. There's a lot of fun little things in this ride where there's like Mickey ears that are floating in the water.
Yeah. And yes, there are. I mean?
Like there's a lot of cute little things like
cute
that
little
to look for.
Gags, if you will, and. Then you're circling to start to get ready to go up the big hill to take you inside the building where the big drop's going to be. And right before you go up, that's where they do have one of the raptor containment cages that will, spoiler alert, it will start to drop down on you. And it's one of the scary effects.
The best place to shout, shooter, because that's like, to me, it's like the gate from the opening of the movie. That's what it looks like, the box when they're loading the raptor in. And he does one of those quick back and forths.
Exactly. So start making your way up the hill. Mm-hmm. And this is where you're going to start seeing the raptors.
Because it's terrifying.
It can't be Jurassic Park without a little Velociraptor action. And they're coming at you from all sides. Very, very
raptors?
Loud in there.
They bred raptors? Okay, go on.
And
it's going to be a long half hour.
Well, we're already going over a half an hour at this point, so... I feel bad for all you people at home having to watch or listen to this. between my not being able to remember the differences between Hollywood and Orlando, and then also this guy right over
here.
And
for all you Jurassic Park fans out there, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And I apologize. I will just flat out admit that I did not do enough research into this before we started this.
This can be our housekeeping for the following week. We'll go ride it before we can do. We'll try and do it before the other.
We will correct every mistake that we've made throughout this. So we get up at the top, and I believe at the top of the building, that's where we do have one of our Dilophosaurs that is spitting at you in there, from what I remember.
Now you have me confused.
Now I am so
Why
confused
can't you watch it on silent on this thing while we're watching it? Did somebody
He's gonna do his commentary, do a commentary as we watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah, I probably could have just did that. That would have been just as simple. I digress. So, you know, you're up there. A lot of loud noises is happening. You see a giant swipe with a T-Rex roar. And, well, that starts to get you thinking that maybe there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the building.
They're approaching the Tyrannosaur paddock.
Exactly. And, well,
They will actually have dinosaurs on this dinosaur tour, right?
I am loving this guy so much.
And
right
they
now.
Save the best dinosaur for last.
Oh, well, yes, they do.
And that is a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex that comes out of the space in front of you.
There's just smoke everywhere, too. Like, he's angry.
Mouth there open, teeth
mouth
bearing.
Agape. And he goes to try to bite
he
you.
He is going to eat us alive.
It's very intimidating when you're on that raft moving toward it. Like, because it's not like, I compare it because it's similar to the reveal of the Carnotaurus in the dinosaur attraction at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you get to the end of that ride, and as you go down the hill, it, like, shoots out, and they shoot the light out. Whereas at the Jurassic Park, you can see him from a distance. And I find that to be a little more terrifying because he's moving and growling, and he's angry, and that smoke is just pouring out of there, and you are just getting closer, and you're finally, like, you know you're going to go under him, but you're just like, when can I be out from under him? Because it's making me very uncomfortable.
You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You made it.
It is extremely terrifying. So let's start. Now that we've basically gone over everything, you do the drop that we've talked so many times about. It's a big splash. It's such a big splash that essentially you are not safe at any seat from getting even. No. I mean, you are safer in some of the middle seats from getting
middle maybe.
But if you're on an outside seat, a Brachiosaurus. There's one. There's a Brachiosaurus on the ride. Swaying so well.
For all you listeners, enjoy those moans.
And so for people who are now confused, I did, like we said, I'm watching a video of it, so I can give some play-by-play while we're in the middle of talking about other things.
So this isn't this is a bad setup for a quote. Never mind. Okay.
Do it.
I was going to say, this when you splash in the water, there's a lot of water in this ride, right? Are there any fish? Is it salt water? Would there perhaps be any Chilean sea bass in the water?
Well, he's prepared a wonderful Chilean sea bass.
Spend no expense.
Guys, that's the dinner scene. Come on,
Craig
watch
lost
the
in the YouTube Jeez. Video and not paying
no,
attention
I,
to anything.
No, I was right. So
about what?
For a play-by-play about the Ultrasaurus. See, off? It pushes you off course. You're supposed to keep going straight there, and instead you go to the left.
Oh, he's just so friendly. I didn't know.
Yes, cute.
I was right about something. Oh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Yeah, and then our compies are on the boat, and then everything else we got from there is right. There's raptors once you get inside the building, as well as the Dilophosaurs, and ending with the T-Rex. The big splashdown, which is amazing. You're not safe anywhere except potentially the middle. Everywhere else, you're basically screwed.
We do know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
I do. I mean, I'm just insane. I've lost myself at this point. Yeah. I did second guess myself, and I don't enjoy that I did it. So let's make the case, and I'm going to start with Dustin. Should Jurassic Park River Adventure be a part of the Universal Hall of Fame? Why or why not?
I think, you know, beyond my love for Jurassic Park in general, I think the mere fact that it has become such a popular ride that is in pretty much every Universal park worldwide, that it is one of those classic attractions. It is one of those things that has lasted and made an impression on all of the people that come in and visit it. So that combined with my sheer love of all things Jurassic Park, I've got to give it a solid yes. I vote yay.
Okay. I've decided not to endorse your park. Only the opposite.
Well, before I get to you, I'm going to go with Jenny Lind next. Jenny Lind, should or shouldn't it be part of the Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say yes. It's a classic ride based on a classic story that's really timeless. It's going to always be relevant. The upcoming generations, even as, you know, we have new ones coming in, they're still going to, the story is still going to appeal to them. Also, it's a water ride. Every park needs one. And this one's done particularly well. So it's got the little bit of scare factor to it, a little bit of the awe factor to it. It's kind of got everything a good attraction should have. I vote yes, thumbs up.
Good.
Affirmative.
Rhino, who rhymes with dino.
I was trying to do a, you see, all you people who are here going to defend it, and the only one that's on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer. Thanks? No, he goes, thanks?
Thanks. Rhino DNA.
Rhino DNA. I think it should be absolutely in the Hall of Fame, and here's why. So even if the new movie tanks, which I don't care, because I'm going to love it no matter what, I think the original movie is all about, like, it's... I don't want to say fun for all ages because it's terrifying. If you're young, but like,
it's a pretty scary. Actually.
I saw it in the movie theaters when I was just ending second grade, and my brother had to keep going to the bathroom during the movie, like every 10 minutes. And
I went on a date as a teen to see it in the movie theater. Good times. Go ahead.
Let's date ourselves. Continue.
So, but anyway, I just think like that first movie's fantastic. It's, you know, that's why it's so timeless, is that it's got great values. It's so well written. It's relatable to everybody, but also like it's freaking dinosaurs in a theme park.
Yeah.
What is not to like? Even if you've never seen the movie, you've never whatever, it's still cool, period, based on that. Things with dinosaurs in them are always successful because we love dinosaurs. Hello, the original Power Rangers, dinosaurs. Dinosaurs alone. Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs is a TV show. I'm just going to keep saying the word dinosaurs. But like...
Drink every time Rhino says dinosaurs. Dinosaurs.
Enjoy getting your stomach pumped to the hospital.
passed out within 2 minutes.
So that to me seems great. It's a water ride, which is great because it's Central Florida and it's never not as hot as the sun here. And I just think it's an enjoyable experience. It's an exciting, not terrifying, too.
I think you just said it best there. And that is that even if you have never seen the movie behind, it actually holds up. And that was kind of one of the things we even said about Transformers, is that, you know, there is an aspect of that where it can hold up even if you haven't seen the movies. But for someone like JL who hadn't, she was confused as to what the hell was going on in it.
Yeah, it was very nonsensical.
And with this one, you don't need to know anything about Jurassic Park to understand the concept of the ride. The animatronics, despite some of them being located in water, are very, very realistic and really hold up to the intense, brutal conditions of Central Florida. And it's impressive. And yes, there are some things that I do like about the Hollywood version that I wish would have came over here and vice versa. But
the car on the wall.
The car on the wall, when it works. But at the end of the day, this is just one of the most impressive attractions. Universal knows how to build water rides between River Adventure, Popeye and Bluto's, and then also Dudley Do-Right's. They know how to do this. And this is probably the best one all around for other people to enjoy, because something like Bluto's, you know, you cannot come off of there not being drenched. So this is this is the perfect water ride for people who want to get wet, people who don't necessarily want to get wet, but want to get a little bit of it. And then, as Rhino said, it's got dinosaurs.
Yeah, like, cool.
If the people out there who actually take the time to vote for this one actually vote against it being in, I just want to say shame on you. This should be the first entry into our Hall of Fame.
I was just going to – I had it and I lost it. I couldn't remember the name of the other company that is trying to steal the InGen stuff. And I said, you're no better than Dogson, trying to steal our happiness.
I don't remember that quote.
It's not a quote. No, that
he was trying.
He was trying to steal. He worked for the other company trying to steal.
I understand.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
But by the way, I just want to say the reason why we're pre-recording the show is because you are out of the country.
Yep.
And so basically, what I want to say here is that he left us. He left us.
He left us.
Well, I've been sitting on that one for a few minutes. Whenever. How I was going to end the show is
no,
I was going
to
say
one for you. I was going to try and whisper.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
That's
how I was going to do it. But now you already. I thought.
No, I got another one. What? Somebody else talk for a second. Well, I'm going to whisper it into his ear.
Hold on.
Okay. Because
talk
amongst
yourselves.
I was thinking about making the joke of when I turned the switcher over when we end the show. I was going to say push to close.
Oh, damn
push
it! That's what I'm whispering to him, Dustin.
Whoa!
I literally said. When you go to close it, tell Dustin there's a button that says push to close. Push it. And you were saying it.
you can't write this stuff. You really can't.
Can we still do it?
Well, we're gonna.
Getting all excited. I think I'm starting to get lightheaded a little bit. Maybe it's because I haven't eaten anything today. I don't know. Anyways, we will have the voting up on disboards.com. where anyone can go out and vote, and I'll make sure to have links around to all of that, including on the show notes at disunplug.com. That's where you'll find all of our show notes, as well as other information about all the shows we do. They're all great. And so that's where your main point of contact will be to figure out how you can vote. And please, please, please go out and vote for it because, well, we can't keep doing these goofy, fun shows if we don't get support from it. So make your friends. Even if they've never seen it before, make them vote too. I think it's, you know, it's all about family in the end.
It's all about dinosaurs in the end for me.
Okay. Well,
in the beginning, I guess.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. So, Jurassic Park River Adventure. We think it should be in the Hall of Fame. Let us know if you think it should be in it too. So I want to thank everyone for paying attention and getting through this one with us, despite all the craziness that just ensued. Remember, life always finds a way. And got to get that last one in there. And we will be back with you next time for another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. Take care, everyone. And remember, dinosaurs are universal.
Push it.
Push to close.